Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Good morning. How about you look around to one another and just say good morning to the people around you? And if you're online, pop a good morning onto our chat box, and just good to see everybody online as well.
如果你在网络上的话, 也请你在聊天室跟大家说个早安。
You know, this series that we are on in 1 Corinthians,
在这个我们在的这个哥林多前书的这个系列里面,
it's taken us into a very important part of the Word of God.
它把我们带到了一个神的话语中很重要的一段。
It's important to us as a body of believers.
对我们这个肢体里面的信徒来说很重要。
Because it has to do with God himself.
因为这个是与神他本身有直接的关系。
It has to do with the Holy Spirit.
这与圣灵有关。
And it has to do with the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives.
这与圣灵给予的这个恩赐也有关系。
And I think there's a way that we can preach this.
那我们有一个方法可以,
that I can just kind of go through it verse by verse and explain everything and give you the information.
所以我可以在经文上每一节都, 跟你分析, 然后给你这个资讯。
But as I prayed and wrestled through this,
但当我在为了这个准备祷告的时候,
I think it begins with something much deeper.
我认为它是需要从一个更深的角度切入。
And I'm not sure how we're going to get through this without God himself.
所以我不确定我们要如何去解释这些经文如果没有神与我们同在。
We don't want to be a place that just soaks in information only. We want transformation.
我们不是只是一个, 吸收资讯的一个地方, 我们是要, 改变的地方。
So I want to ask you a question this morning.
所以今天早上我要问你一个问题。
Have you ever not noticed something, and then as soon as it's pointed out to you, it's like you can never unnotice it? Yeah?
所以你有没有过从来没有注意到某件事情, 可是当你注意到它以后,你就没有办法停止去看或看到它。
It happens sometimes when we're walking in the mall.
有的时候我们走在百货公司里。
Do you remember what that was like walking in a mall?
你还记得走在百货公司里是什么感觉吗?
And you're not sure, you don't even notice it.
你都自己都不会注意到。
But one of my children will say, do you smell those pretzels, Dad?
但我其中一个小孩问说, 你有没有闻到那个面包卷?
And all of a sudden,
突然呢,
I noticed the smell of the pretzels.
我就会闻到那个面包卷。
I was already smelling the smell of the pretzels, I just didn't notice it.
其实我之前就一直闻到了这个味道, 只是没有注意到它。
Ever had that happen before?
这你们有发生过类似的事情吗?
As soon as someone points it out to you,
当一个人把它指了出来,
it's like your awareness is heightened to it.
好像你的注意力就被提高了。Recently,
our family is watching the Olympics. Anybody else, right?
最近在我们家里面我们看的是奥林匹克比赛。
And we were watching this event that my wife and our kids were watching. It's Olympic diving.
我们全家一起在看的项目是跳水。
And boy, you watch some of those divers, you're just immersed in watching their talent.
当你看到他们跳水的时候,你整个就被他们的这个才华给抓住了。But
my son,
但我的儿子呢?
He asked a question.
他问了一个问题。
He said, hey, mom, dad, what is that water that they're spraying onto the pool?
我的儿子问我，我与我的太太说，那个洒在游泳池上面的水是什么？
Have you ever noticed that before?
你之前有看过吗？
That as they are diving into the water, they actually spray water over the pool.
就当选手在跳水的时候，他们其实同时也在对着泳池在洒水。
Now that's something that you may have seen.
这可能是你看过的东西。
But now that I've pointed out to you,
但当我把它指了出来以后，
you will never unsee it.
你就不会再不去注意到它。
You're going to be heightened to the fact that as the divers are diving into the water, there is a spray of water that is going over the pool that's stirring up the water.
所以你对这个洒水器去把这个水面给搅动的这个事情，就会提高了你的注意力。
Do you know what the reason why they spray water over the water?
所以你知道你了解为什么他们要在水上面又要洒水吗？
The purpose of the water being sprayed over the pool in the area where the divers dive in,
就是要去洒这个选手们要跳进去的水的原因是，
This water spray actually agitates or stirs up the water.
这个洒在泳池上面的水会搅动这个水面。
Stirs up the water for two reasons.
它搅动这个水面是为了两个原因。
Number one,
第一个，
As the spray of water is stirring up the water,
当水洒出去的水在搅动这个水面的时候，
it allows the divers as they dive to see the surface of the water.
它能够让这些跳水选手在跳水的时候看得到水的表面。
Without this spray of water, their dive becomes very risky, it becomes very dangerous.
如果没有这个洒水去搅动水面的话，他们跳水就会变得非常危险跟有风险。
They are doing so many maneuvers.
他们在做很多高难度的动作。
To the best of their abilities.
用他们最大的能力做这些。
But if they don't see clearly the point of impact,
如果他们看不到他们进水一刹那会在哪里的话，
What they're doing is actually very dangerous.
他们做的事情就是非常危险的。
But because they are able to see the stirring up of the water,
但因为他们看得到搅动起来的水，
they're able to know their point of entry.
他们知道会从哪里入水。
Second,
第二点，
when they're able to see the stirred up water,
当他们看得到这个搅起来的水的话，
they're able to take the talents that they have,
他们能够把他们有的这个天赋，
and to be able to perform it to the best of their ability.
他能够尽其所能的把它表现到最好。
They can be free to display all of their acrobatics because they know exactly where they're going to go into the water, and it creates a spectacle for us all to enjoy.
他们可以把他们所有高难度的动作都可以做到很好，因为有这个水面上的帮助，然后让我们去享受他们的这些技巧。
You see, now the next time you watch Olympic diving,
所以当你下次看跳水的时候呢，
Number one, you're going to be looking for that water spray.
第一，你会去找这个洒水器。
You'll be able to tell someone in your family why there's a spray of water.
你可以告诉你家里的成员为什么他们要洒水。
But maybe unfortunately for you, you will now always know that it's there.
或者你也有可能就是永远就知道它一直会在那里。
Something that you have not really paid attention to,
这是你之前没有注意到的事。
Something that you're not so much aware of,
这是你之前没有意识到的。
But now that I've pointed out to you,
但现在我跟你讲了以后呢，
you have a heightened awareness to what it's there for.
你就有一个提高的意识，知道它在那边是为了什么。
As we begin talking about God,
当我们谈关于神的事情，
and as we begin to talk about the Holy Spirit of God,
当我们谈关于神的圣灵，
and we talk about the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to us,
我们也讲到圣灵所给我们的恩赐，
I think there's a need for us to make aware something that perhaps we are not very much heightened to.
我认为有这个必要去强调这个我们之前没有提高意识的一些事情。
I think it's really important for us as a church.
我认为以一个教会来说，这是非常重要。
To be aware of the presence of God.
能够察觉到神的同在。
I want to bring that up to you so that we would begin having a heightened awareness.
我是想要这样子提醒你们，所以我们大家都可以有个提高的这个意识。
That God's presence is with us.
让我们能够察觉到神是与我们同在的。
This is an important awareness as we think about the Holy Spirit and the gifts He gives.
当我们想到圣灵还有圣灵给我们的恩赐的时候，这是一个很重要的一个我们需要有的察觉。
Before Jesus even finished the work on the cross, before He even went to the cross for us,
在耶稣基督还没有在十字架上完成他所做的工时，
He said to His followers,
他与他的追随者说，
It is better for you that I go back to the Father.
当我回到父神那边的时候，对你们来说是比较好的。
Why?
为什么？
Because He said, unless I go to the Father,
他说，因为如果我没有回到父神旁边，
You will not have the Father sending the Holy Spirit to you.
父神就不会把圣灵带给你们。
I will not be able to be with you.
我没有办法与你们在一起。
But I will be with you because the Spirit of God will come.
但因为神的圣灵的到来，我还是会与你们在一起。
The Spirit of God dwells inside of every true believer.
神的圣灵是居住在每一个真的信徒里的。
That's God's presence.
那是神的同在。
With us.
那是神与我们同在。
God's presence is with us.
神是与我们同在的。
We need to be aware of that.
这是我们需要察觉的一个事情。
Can you even begin to imagine the type of transformational living that we would begin to experience if we were more and more heightened in our awareness to the presence of God with us?
你能够想象我们生命中即将或者会有的改变，如果我们能够提高我们对神与我们同在的警觉吗？
So when we begin to understand that the Holy Spirit, God Himself, is in us, is with us.
当我们能够了解说圣灵就是神在我们里面的话，
then we will begin to have a greater understanding that He not only gives us the new life,
我们就会有一个更好的理解说他不只给了我们新的生命，
He not only gives us power for living.
他不只给了我们生活上面的力量。
He gives us revelation unto truth.
他给了我们真理。
He shows us Jesus.
他让我们看到了耶稣。
But that it is God Himself dwelling with us.
但是其实是神他自己住在我们身体里。
And one of the byproducts of Him being with us, besides those other things that I just mentioned, is that He gives us a gift.
他除了这个样子做以外，他还给了我们一个恩赐。
What we call a spiritual gift.
这是我们所称为的属灵的恩赐。
So I had a strong sense we have to begin with that framework.
所以我今天就有一个强烈的想法，说我们需要从今天从这里开始。
When we look at our passage today, and if you could turn your Bibles open to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
所以当我们看今天要读的经文，也就是在哥林多前书第十二章。
Again, I'm led to really camp on one of these verses.
我是被带领说想要注重这其中一个经文。
And because we have our Lord's Supper today, and we have a shorter message time.
这也是因为今天是圣餐的礼拜日，我们的时间会少一点。
I felt instead of explaining to you or trying to hard define every spiritual gift, I think there's one particular passage that we can unpack.
所以与其说今天把每一段都好好分析给你们听，我们今天注重在一段经文好好的分解它。
But we're going to read some of these verses starting from verse 4. We're going to go back a little bit, but we're going to read together verse 4 to 11.
所以我们就从第四到第十一节开始读。
And I think it's, you'll see it. If you don't have your Bible, God have mercy on your soul. You should have a Bible and open your phone at least to actually see all of God's word for yourself. But if you don't, you can follow up here. That's fine.
对，如果你没有圣经的话，你可以用你的手机或跟着我们的荧幕上面一起读。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
And there are variety of service, but the same Lord.
执事也有分别，主却是一位。
And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone.
功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
圣灵显在个人身上，是叫人得益处。
For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit.
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit.
又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。
To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues.
又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能攀方言。
All of these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
So you see, there's a concept here that the Holy Spirit gives to each one spiritual gift, a spiritual gift. Some it's one, some it's two.
所以这里我们看到一个概念，就是圣灵是给每一个人一个属灵的恩赐。
And now what the Holy Spirit does, because this is not the only place where we see spiritual gifts, but the Holy Spirit gives to each one a variety. Within the church, you find a variety of spiritual gifts.
所以圣灵呢，特别是在教会里面是给许多不同的这个圣灵的恩赐。
And it says that he apportions to each one individually as he wills, as he desires. He gives each one something different.
他这边写的是随己意分给个人的。
But the verse that really struck me and I believe really captures the essence of the concept here is verse 7.
但在第七节这边，这一节呢，把主要的概念让我们知道了。
To each is given The manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
这里写着圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
I'll read that one more time.
我们再读一次。
To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
圣灵显在个人的身上是叫人得益处。
So we're going to unpack that this morning.
我们今天就来好好分析这一段。
To each is given.
显在个人身上。
To each is given.
显在个人身上。
Who are the ones who are given?
是谁是这个个人身上呢?
Who's the to each is given?
这个人指的是谁呢?
Are you?
是你吗?
Okay, yes, okay. Pastor James says yes. Some of the rest of us are like, me? I don't know. To each is given. Well, the to each, we see it in verse 2 and 3 right before this.
我们在之前的第二、第三节也看到了。
He's saying to this church,
他对这个教会说
You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray by mute idols.
他说你们做外邦人的时候谁是被牵引受迷惑
However you were led.
你是怎么样去被牵引的
You used to be led by false gods.
你之前是被那些偶像
带领的 actually, to be more accurate, to false gods.
敬拜错的神。
You were led astray.
你是被带走歪了。
You used to be
你原来是
away from God.
与神距离很远的。
You were led astray.
你是被引入歧途的。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Holy Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one says Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit.
第三节说，所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可诅咒的，若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
Who are the ones who are given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good?
那是哪些人被给予和能够显示这个圣灵的力量呢?
Those who once did not have Jesus.
是那些以前没有耶稣的人。
Those who did not know Jesus.
是那些之前不认识耶稣的人。
Those who know that at one point I did not follow Jesus.
是那些知道在生命中有一段时间是没有跟随耶稣的。
But at some point in my life,
但在我生命中的某一点,
the Holy Spirit of God came.
圣灵来了。
I was once dead to the things of God.
我曾经是死的。
And now I am alive to the things of God.
现在我因为神的事情而活了。
I was once in darkness.
我之前在黑暗当中。
But I'm clear that I'm in the light.
但现在我在光明里。
It says that no one is able to say, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is Lord unless it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这里说着，若不是被圣灵感动的，是没有办法说耶稣是主的。
Let me give you another side to that coin, though.
我再给你另外一个讲法。
There are those, do you believe that there are those who are able to say Jesus is Lord, but it wasn't by the Spirit?
你相信有人能够说耶稣是主，但是不是圣灵带领他们说的吗？
There are many who say, Lord, Lord.
有很多人说主啊主啊。
And we even talked about this morning in our Sunday school that Jesus will say to them, I never knew you.
我们今天早上在主日学也讲到， 但耶稣却会回这些人说，我从来就不认识你过。
I believe that there are those who sit every week and dial in on virtual every week.
我相信 有些人是每个礼拜都忠实的听到。
It frightens me to my very core.
但让我很害怕的是
that there are those who say Jesus is Lord, but it is not of the Spirit.
他们说耶稣是主，但不是因为受到圣灵的感动而说。
What this is talking about,
这边在说的是呢
，is that there is a version.
这边有个版本
，or there's a version where people say Jesus is Lord, and it is so true and it is so real because it has come from.The presence of God, the Holy Spirit in that person.
是从神还有圣灵那边来到的感动，让我们真真切切的说出口，说耶稣是我们的主。
And that means that there's a version of people saying Jesus is Lord that is not from the Spirit.
所以相对的呢，也就有人会说耶稣是我们的主，但不是从圣灵得到的感动而说。
But this is a good truth for us.
所以这对我们来说是一个很好的真理。
Because he who has ears will hear this.
因为只要有耳朵的就能听。
He who has spiritual ears will hear this.
只要有属灵的耳朵能听得到这个事情。
It is only those who truly have the Holy Spirit within them who is able to have the genuine phrase, Jesus, you are my Lord. You are the Lord. You are God. I bend the knee to you.
只有那些有真正圣灵在他们里面的才能够发自内心的说耶稣你是我们的主我愿意在你面前屈膝
And it's only by the Spirit that enables that
只有靠着圣灵的感动才能这样子做
So I want to speak to you today for those of you who care about those who are lost
所以今天早上我想跟你说对你们这些在乎那些遗失的人走失的人说
Because I know that there are some of us who have family members, friends, dear ones who are in darkness.
因为我知道我们身旁都有家人，还有亲朋好友都还在黑暗里。
And boy, are we engaging them with the gospel?
我们是否有与他们交流这个圣经呢？
Boy, are we bringing them the name of Jesus?
我们是否有把基督的这个名字带给他们呢？
Boy, are we praying urgently for this loved one?
我们有没有为这位我们爱的人好好的祷告？
But we have to know at the end of the day,
但我们要知道最后呢
man cannot change man.
人是没有办法改变人的。
I cannot give someone new life.
我没有办法给一个新的生命。
I cannot convince someone, or I can try to, but I don't really want to manipulate someone to be able to say Jesus is Lord.
就是我不会强硬的去改变一个人，一定要他说耶稣是我们的主。
But I can trust
但我可以相信
that when God himself gets involved,
当神参与的时候
there is nothing that can hold that back. Amen?
没有什么是做不到的
that when the Holy Spirit intervenes,
当圣灵参与的时候
when that loved one says, Jesus is Lord,
你那位所爱的人亲口讲出耶稣是主的时候
that's a whole different story now.
那就是一个不一样的故事了
Because no one says Jesus is Lord in that way except by the Spirit.
因为除非是被圣灵所改动的，要不然你没有办法说耶稣是主，那样的说耶稣是主。
But if you are one of those here,
那如果你是其中的那一个人的话
where you know that you have the presence of God,
你知道你是与神同在的
you know.That the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
你知道圣灵是在你身体里的。
Then you are one who has received and have been given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
那意味着你就是那身上能够展现圣灵，为了别人益处而展现圣灵的那位人。
That should be mind-blowing.
这个应该是很惊讶的事情。
So if I ask you, are you one who has the Holy Spirit?
所以如果我问你，你是否拥有那圣灵的人
And heads are not moving right now.
如果头没有在点头的话
okay, that's okay. I know we're sometimes we're a little silent. This is like a silent generation here.
那也没关系
Right. But if you have the Holy Spirit, say Amen. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So if you have the Holy Spirit and you're able to say yes, Jesus is Lord.
所以如果你有圣灵的感动，能够说耶稣是我们的主的话
，then I want to make you aware that He Himself.God Himself, the Holy Spirit, has given you a spiritual gift.
我就必须要让你意识到，圣灵是给了你一个圣灵的恩赐，属灵的恩赐。
He gives it freely.
他是免费的给你的。
You don't have to earn it.
你不需要去跟他赚取。
He's given it to you.
他直接就给你。
Can you say amen to that?
你可以说 amen 吗？
It says, though,
他这里说着
That you have been given a manifestation of the Spirit.
他这里是说你被赐予一个在能够展现圣灵的力量。
This is neat.
这里很棒。
A manifestation is a showing.
所以这个显现其实也就是一个表现。
A manifestation is a revealing.
它也是一个显示。
The root of this word,
这个词的词根呢
means to bring to light.
意思也就是说带到光底下。
To make visible.
让它能够被看得清楚。
To make so clear that it can be seen.
让它清楚的很容易就能看到。
You get that? You guys with me?
你了解吗?
Are you with me? Are you with me?
你们有听懂吗?
Manifestation
这个显现
is to bring something to light so that it can be clearly seen.
是把某样东西带到光底下，所以它可以很简单的被看到。
Okay, wow, wait a second here.
在这边等一下。
To each has been given a manifestation of the Spirit.
这里讲的每人都被给予能够展现圣灵的能力。
This is weird for me.
这对我来说有点怪。
That somehow,
就不知何故
within the movement of the church,
在教会里的这个运动呢，活动呢
，each true believer, I'm going to say true believer,
每个真的信徒
has been given by the Holy Spirit within them,
都被给予了他们身体的圣灵
a spiritual gift.
一个属灵的恩赐
that as it is in activity in this movement of the church
当他在教会里面所在运作的时候
this is the process by which the Holy Spirit is brought to light made visible made clearly seen
这是圣灵在被显现被放到光底下 被人容易看到的一个步骤
That's fascinating to me
这对我来说是 很美妙的
That in our midst
就在我们中间
If
如果
There is a willingness to activate in spiritual gifts Somehow It brings into lightIt brings into visibility the Holy Spirit.
如果在我们当中有人有这个意愿去开启你属灵的恩赐的话，他就会被带到光底下，使他容易被看得到。
Look at verse 8. Verse. Oh my God. Where's those glasses, man? Verse 8. For to one is given through the Spirit.The utterance of wisdom, and to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit.
第八节说的，这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的 言语，那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
To another faith, to another gifts of healing.
又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心，还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医治。
To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues.
又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，能辨诸灵，也能攀方言。
And all of these are empowered by the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit, the presence of God in each one of us.
那这能够让这些事情发生，都是因为圣灵的力量，也就是住在我们身体里面的圣灵。
So that because the Holy Spirit is empowering our activity and the use of our gift.
所以因为圣灵在使用我们的恩赐，在赐给我们力量。
We begin to see the Holy Spirit.
We 就开始看到圣灵本身。
The Chinese actually says.I Google translate this. I can't really understand it. But when I Google translate the Chinese, it says, the Holy Spirit appeared. I said that with an accent. The Holy Spirit. Okay. The Google translate for the Chinese says, the Holy Spirit appears on each one of us, right? Is that right in Chinese?
在中文里面我们常常讲的是圣灵会显现在每个人身上。
It says, the Holy Spirit appears on each person.
会显现在人的身上。
So,Can you imagine this? Somehow, we have each been given this appearance of the Spirit in our life as this gift is activated.
所以你能够想象吗？当这个恩赐被启动的时候，我们生命里可以看得到圣灵。
If you're not interested in your spiritual gift, if you're not interested in the manifestation of the Spirit, if you...are interested in that, shouldn't it be interesting to you? Let's just put it that way. Shouldn't that be so fascinating to you that I want to ask God, help me with what is my spiritual gift?
如果对我们刚刚谈到的圣灵是有兴趣的话，你一定会去寻求神，跟他祷告说，请你启动我身体里面的圣灵。
So let me give you just whole Bible for a second. I'm just going to give you whole Bible.Like proper theology real quick.
我把整个这个
No, I'm just going to give you like some 神学 okay?
神学
okay,
so, 我把这神学教给你们
So properly Okay, let me explain this way At Biola University
在百欧拉大学
There is a painting, a mural of Jesus on the side of a building
所以在某个学校里的建筑的一面有一个耶稣的这个壁画。
And I think anyone who's been to Biola or even visited Biola will go and take a picture under this like towering Jesus and you're like the size of his ankle, you know, whatever.
如果你去过这个 Biola 大学你很可能就在这个巨大的耶稣的这个壁画的底下拍过照。
And I think Jesus is holding the word, so, you know, it's like, wow. Okay.
耶稣在那画像上是拿着他的那个圣经的。
And what's really neat is that as the sun begins to set,
很棒的是呢，当太阳开始下山的时候
there's a spotlight that turns on.
他们会开一个聚光灯
And this spotlight illuminates this picture of Jesus.
那这个聚光灯会打亮我们的基督耶稣
So we teach this here, by the way.
所以我们在这里也是这样教导的。
So, what we see in the Word of God is that the Spirit is a spotlight on Jesus.
所以我们从神的话语里面看到，就是圣灵其实就是给耶稣基督的聚光灯。
We see that in Scripture. We see that's the submission of the Spirit. God even sends the Spirit. The Father sends a Spirit to spotlight and illuminate and reveal the Son.Isn't that beautiful?
我们在经文同样也看到，我们的神，把圣灵，赐下来，为的就是要把聚光灯打在耶稣身上。
But if we take that too far,
但如果我们 太过头的话，
we can completely ignore the Holy Spirit.
我们很容易就会看不到关于圣灵的事情。
And then we won't be able to understand what this particular text is also saying to us.
我们就没有办法理解这特别这一段经文对我们说的是什么。
There is a picture in the Word of God that His desire is to give each of you a spiritual gift so that in the operation of your gifts, we actually see the Holy Spirit active in our midst.
所以神赐给我们圣灵的原因，也就是希望当这个圣灵被启动的时候，我们能够看到它。
So, when we are a church that is pursuing and active in the spiritual gift that He has given to us,
所以当我们作为一个教会是我们是主动的去寻求要被开启这个圣灵赐的恩赐的时候，
then there is a supernatural effect that occurs in our midst.
那在我们当中，你就会看到一个超自然的效果。
There is a supernatural effect that occurs within the church.
有一个在教会里面所会发生的超自然的效果。
I want to stress this for a moment.
我在这边想要强调一下。
Because the work within the church must be a supernatural work of God.
因为在教会里面的工必须要是神他本身超自然的工。
There can be a tipping point. There can be a slippery slope that every church faces.
那每个教会都会遇到一些状况，一些难题。
Where instead of seeing the manifestation of the Holy Spirit of God,
就不仅仅是没有看到圣灵的显现。
The church begins to see the manifestation of human effort, ingenuity, and strength.
反而教会会变得只看到人出的力气，还有他们的设计。
When all we see is the manifestation of human effort and ingenuity and strength,
如果我们看到只是人的力量，还有他们的设计的话，
then the church is no longer revealing Jesus.
那这个教会就没有在彰显我们的耶稣。
There can be a point.
那在这上面会有一点。
Where churches can slide down the slope of being too organizational.
有的时候教会如果是太机械化。
Not that organization is bad.
不是说很有规律就是个坏事情。
But too organizational.
但太规律。
We bring too much of the world's approach to things.Into the church,
我们把很多世界的观点带到教会里。
Where we begin to become so confident in our ability to bring every work of the church into perfection that we no longer see the manifestation of the Spirit.
我们会对自己的能力，自己把教会给管理好的能力太有信心，我们就看不到圣灵的彰显。
You with me?
你有。听懂吗？
So I have to stress that with us.
所以在这边我需要跟我们大家强调。
Being a church of God.
作为一个神的教会。
Means that we are unlike any other organization or institution in the universe.
代表着我们跟这宇宙里面每一个机构团体都是不一样的。
We are not like any other social club.
我们跟他们这些团体都是不同的。
So that everything that occurs here, we want and desire to see the supernatural work of God in our midst as we submit and obey Him.
所以当我们在神面前屈服于他的时候，我们想要看到的是神在我们教会里面所做的超能力、超自然的工。
Whenever we lose sight of that,
当我们开始看不到这个事情的时候，
we become a church that is really busy with activity.
我们会成为一个很忙碌的一个教会，
but without life.
但是这个忙碌里面是没有生命的。
We want to be a place where we see the life of God here, the Zoe of God.
我们要做一个 能够看得到神的一个地方。
Can we all say life?
我们能说生命吗？
We want to see life.
我们要看到生命。
When we begin to be aware of God's presence with us,
当我们开始意识到神是与我们同在的时候，
the church gathering of people becomes a very special thing.
教会的人的聚集会变成一个很特别的事情。
That's why I began today's sermon with helping to make you aware.
这是为什么今天正道的一开始我就想要让你们有这个意识
of something that you may not be aware of often.
想要帮你们意识到你们平常不会去意识到的事情。
But I want us to grow as a church. I want to shepherd you to grow in the awareness of the presence.
但我要带领你们，带领我们教会去，开始有这个意识到，
There have been times in my life where I'm so heightened to the presence of God.
在我生命当中，有一些时刻是我非常提高对神与我们同在的这个警觉性。
One time it was right here when I was praying in the middle of the week, like right here.
Right here,
praying for you, praying for the pulpit, praying for my life, and I was just, it was such a powerful and amazing moment.
有一次就是我就在这里，在一周当中在这里为大家，为生命，为教会祷告。
I get to a place where there are no words.
我到了一个我说不出话的一个境界。
It's such an amazing moment to be in the presence of God.
那是一个在神与神同在的这个时刻是很珍贵的。
And it takes a willing spirit.
那这个是需要有着一个顺服的心。
And it's a moment where when I'm in that moment.With God.
当我与神一起分享那一刻的时候
I don't want to ever leave it.
我不会想要离开那个时刻。
Some of you who have been there know that. You don't want to leave that moment. You don't want to rush through that. You don't want to rush out of that.
你们有感受过这个的，你都能了解我在说什么。你不会想要离开那个时刻。
And so I must help to lead us as a people of God to grow in learning to be aware and walk and make the effort to sit in His presence.
所以我必须要带领你们，我们要一起学习怎么样享受与神在一起的这个时刻。
We have to pursue that.
这是我们要追求的。
That's another sermon.
那是另一个正道。
But the reason why I bring that up is because unless we become more aware of His presence in our life, it's easy to really miss the purpose and this beauty of the gift that He's given to us.
但我说这个的原因是因为如果我们没有被警觉到、被提醒到的话，我们很容易就看不到他赐给我们的这个恩赐。
So I just want to encourage you this morning, church here and online, just learn and practice intimacy with God.
所以今天早上想要提醒大家的就是我们要练习与神去亲近。
Having a awareness of the presence of God.
我们需要有一个这个理解知道说神的同在。
And the more you begin to grow in the awareness of God with you,
当你更多的意识到神是与你同在的时候
,the more you begin to appreciate His all the resources He brings to bear for your life.
当你开始能够对神带给你的所有一切有感激的时候
the more in your private life you have the presence of God.
在你私人的时间你会更有神的同在。
So you have to have that private life with God.
所以你呢是需要有这个私人时间与神相处。
Never get too busy for a private life with God.
你永远不要说生活太忙碌，没有这个时间。
But when you have this private life with God,
当你与神有这个私人时间的时候
，it must spill out into your public life with brothers and sisters.
它一定是会释放到你与弟兄姐妹们的生活里面。
Because God never gives you something in private that is not meant to be shared out in public.
因为神永远不会给你一个只属于你自己的，而不是跟大家去分享的事情。
God never gives you something in private that is not to be shared out for the blessing of the public.
神给你的都是希望你与大家去分享的。
I wanted to help us with this particular verse. It came to my mind, and I want you to turn to John chapter 7.
我们在这边先看一下约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7, verse 38 and
39.
Verse 38. Jesus says, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Amen?
Amen. 第三十八节说，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Say living water.
Living water.
And then he explains it. It says, he said this about the Holy Spirit.
他在这边解释了，就是说他也是这样子说关于圣灵的。
Whom those who believed in him were to receive.
就只要相信他的人就能得到。
Because those who truly believe in his name receive God himself.
因为真正相信的人就能得到神他自己。
And out of our heart will flow the rivers of living water.
然后从我们的腹中是可以流出活水的江河来的。
There's a picture in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有一个这个样的现象。
It's in Ezekiel chapter 47.
在以西结书第四十七章。
And the picture is this, the temple of God.
那这个景象就是神的殿。
And yet,flowing out from under the temple was some water.
从神的殿底下流出来的就是一些水。
And there was more and more water that was flowing out from under the temple.
然后就变得越来越多的水从这个殿底下流出。
So that it became a river flowing out from the temple of God.
所以它慢慢就形成了，变成一个河流。
And in Ezekiel 47, it says,
在以西结书47, 他说,
that wherever this river flowed,
不管这个河流流到哪里,
it brought life.
它带来了生命。
It brought life.
它带了生命。
Trees would begin to grow on the banks of this river.
树就在河流旁开始成长。
Trees whose leaves are always green and never dry out.
所以每棵树的叶子都是绿油油的，从来不会干枯。
There's vegetation growing along the banks of the river.
在河流旁也有蔬菜开始长。
There is fish that begin freshwater fish that begins teeming in this river.
在这清清的河流里面也有很多鱼在上游。
So those of you want to go fishing, let's go fishing there.
你如果想要钓鱼的话，那是很好的地方。
Because there's so much fish, the picture is that wherever this river flows out from the temple, every piece of dry and thirsty land that it touches, it brings life.
这个景象就是从神的殿里面流出的水变成了河流，然后这个河流不管到了哪里，它都带来了生命。
Out of his heart will flow living water.
从他腹中要流出活水出来。
Whatever God gives to us in private,
不管神在私底下给了我们什么。
Is given so that it can affect what happens in public.
它这个样子 给予我们，所以我们才能去影响到外面的人。
That's why the verse that we've been camping on says, to each has been given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
所以我们一直在强调的就是说，圣灵显在个人身上是叫别人得益处。
Let me tell you about God if you don't know this already.
让我跟你分享这个神的事情。
God only gives good gifts. Amen?
神给的只有益处。
God only gives good gifts.
神给的只有益处。
And his gifts are never to be practiced only for ourselves.
那 他给的恩赐呢，不是只是给我们自己的。
Out from his heart flows living water.
从他腹中要流出活水。
It doesn't say that God gives you living water to enjoy your personal swimming pool.
他不是、okay? 不是说这个流出活水要你享受在一个游泳池自己享受。
Some of us treat what God gives to us as our own personal swimming pool.
神给我们的不是只是属于我们个人的。
No. Out of our heart flows. It flows out.
从我们的心中，从我们的腹中，它是要流出的。
What God has given to us is not an individual swimming pool.
神给我们的不是一个私人的游泳池。
What God has given to us is a pipeline.
他给我们的是一个管道。
So that all the blessings he endows to us can be a pipeline out.
所以他给我们的恩典是可以通过这个管道流出去的。
The context first is that it's for the good of the body.
这个同时也是为了整个肢体的好，肢体的益处。
But I believe that God's heart is that out of the body flows blessings to the world.
我相信神的心意是从这个肢体里面再流出去到世界里。
We each and we collectively are a pipeline of God's good gifts into the world.
我们不管是独自还是以一个肢体来讲，我们都是神的爱能够流出到这个世界的一个管道。
There is a world filled with lost souls. There's a world filled with lost souls. Lost souls.
这世界上有许多遗失的灵魂。
Where there's a world filled with dry and thirsty land.
也有很多又干又渴的土地。
And yet out from under the temple of God flows a river.
但从神的殿底下流出的是一个河流。
That everywhere the river goes, every piece of ground that the river touches.
但不管这河流流到哪里去，触碰到哪些地，
it brings life.
它把生命就带到那里去。
It brings life.
他把生命带到那里去。
If you have the presence of God,
如果你有神的同在，
if you have the Holy Spirit,
如果你有圣灵的话，
out from your heart flows living water.
从你的心，从你的腹中流出的是活水。
You cannot trap it in.
你没有办法把它保留在里面。
When you are filled with the Spirit,
当你是充满圣灵的时候，
all his goodness flows out.
神的所有的美好都会流出。
You don't have to worry.
你不用担心。
Because he will always refill your cup.
因为他永远会确定你是满的。
But it flows out.
然后流出去。
Amen?
Amen?
Let's pray. Father, we turn our gaze to you and how can we not say, praise your holy name and thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God the Father. Thank you, Spirit, for all that you are.
天父，当我们把我们的目光放到你身上，我们怎么可能不去说，谢谢你，主耶稣，谢谢你，天父，谢谢你，圣灵。
What a gift that you have given to us. First, the gift of new life.
你给我们的恩惠是多么的美好。第一是那新的生命。
We don't seem to celebrate new life enough.
我们好像没有庆祝这个新生命。
But you said to us that if you did not withhold your own son, what else would you withhold from your beloved?
但你亲口告诉了我们，你连自己的独生爱子都没有保留着，你还会从我们身上保留什么呢？
I thank you for giving us the indwelling of your spirit.
我感谢你赐给我们住在身体里面的圣灵。
And today you have revealed to us that we need to reveal the spirit.
今天你也向我们彰显了我们需要彰显我们的圣灵。
Who in part reveals the Son.
同时也会彰显我们的圣子。
You have given each one of us in this church a spiritual gift.
你给了每个在这教会里面一个属灵的恩赐。
And what you give to us in private will naturally be used for the common good in public.
你私底下给了我们什么，我们就会在人们面前给他们什么。
And the only reason why it doesn't is when we say no.
如果这事情没有发生，那也是因为我们自己的抗拒。
But because you are so good.
但因为你是那么的美好。
And we think about the power and goodness of your presence with us.
我们想到当你与我们同在的时候的力量。
I pray that our church would say yes.
我的祷告是我希望我们整个教会都会说 yes.
We say yes to you.
我们要对你说好。
We say yes to you, Spirit.
我们要对你的灵说好。
We want to seek the gift you have given to us.
我们要去寻求你赐给我们的恩赐。
We want to seek the presence of God in our private daily life.
我们要寻求我们每一天每一日神与我们同在的时刻。
We want to share what you give to us in private.To affect our public life.
我们想要用你私底下赐给我们的与大家分享。
And we pray all this in the name of Jesus.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.